look at a variety of things that were passed by this governor, the moratorium on rent, many other things in other states, Democrat-held states that didn't last that long either. I don't know what signs he was looking at compared to other people, and I certainly don't understand some of the logic where you're in a restaurant and you take off the mask to eat, and but you can't go up there and play a game at the bar. I know a lot of people out there agree with me because they said it over and over again. There's just a lack of sort of logic, I suppose. The virus doesn't understand that me being at a table sitting across from about three other people is different for me than walking down the hallway in that restaurant and I got to put the mask back on. I mean, I think that just prudence and just caution would rule the day. You know, I'm very careful. I wash my hands all the time. I don't put my hands to my face whenever possible. I'm just very prudent about what I do, and it seems to be working so far.
A major event over the weekend, the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Scott Hammond joining us, the state senator, Nevada 18. I love having him on every Monday. It's a great way to begin the week on a positive note. We'll get to that and more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:31, we're seeing some things that we haven't seen for a while, and that's a little precipitation. I'm looking at the traffic cams right now in Henderson and 215 westbound at Green Valley. Looks like the roads are a little slick as you work your way through there, so give yourself some extra space. I know it's not official unless it's at McCarran Airport in terms of precipitation. We are getting some heavy flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 East at the 15 interchange. You'll tap the brakes there, 215 East at Gillespie. And crews are cleaning up that crash on US 95 northbound. It's the off-ramp there that's affected, and you want to stay to the left.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are set to open up Allegiant Stadium tonight, not the way it was originally planned, as there's going to be no fans in the stands, but the Raiders are going to play at home in Vegas tonight. On the injury front, we're continuing to look at that right tackle spot as Trent Brown and Sam Young are listed as questionable going into the game. If neither player can go, either Denzel Good or Brandon Parker would probably start at right tackle. Las Vegas Aces basketball, not a good one yesterday. They lose to Connecticut 87-62 in the first game of their best-of-five series. Game two is coming up tomorrow. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, it's full-on fall, and we're so ready for it with the latest trends for cool and crisp weather ahead. Chic black and white styles will be your go-to. Classic plaids feel bold and put together, and so many bright hues add that extra pop to any look. Plus, you won't want to miss new arrivals from your favorite brands like Inc., Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Now at Macy's. And Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More info at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26, limit 30, limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Acura believes in sticking to the facts, like the fact that the 2020 Acura lineup was designed to set the benchmark in driver enjoyment, because every vehicle we make has performance in its DNA. You know what else is a fact? Your nostrils take turns receiving the majority of the air you breathe, which explains why one is usually stuffier than the other. Mmm, facts.
Acura. Less talk, more drive. Visit your local dealer to learn more facts.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it right now. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Liberty, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I love it when we have Scott Hammond on, the state senator from Nevada District 18. He's with us every Monday. And you know that the big news, I guess, of the weekend, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, her passing, and now the battle for her seat on the United States Supreme Court underway. Talk about the politics of this. Are there members of the Senate that are going to have to make a tough vote, a difficult vote, a vote that might cost them their seat in the Senate? Is it possible, or do you think this could work for some of these Republicans?
Well, you know, and first of all, I mean, I know a lot of people had different reactions to the passing of a Supreme Court justice here, and you know, anytime you see somebody, whether regardless of your political viewpoints, when you see somebody who's lived a life that has been dedicated to the service of others, you kind of pause. I mean, you make it to the Supreme Court, you've done something, right? You've done something in life. And anyway, having said that, I'll tell you that there's a lot of politics now, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to necessarily be bad for anybody to actually entertain this thought about replacing somebody right now. I know that's the main discussion, right, Kevin? Is that do we nominate and try to replace them right now, or do we wait? But you know, everything that I keep reading, and correct me if I'm wrong, but everything I keep reading is telling me that this is the constitutional requirement of this, of the president of the United States, to, if he's got the opportunity, if he has the opportunity, he needs to do that, because he has to make that person, he has to fill that seat as quickly as possible. And I know that people are going to go back to 2016, but I think it's up to the president to say, this is who I would nominate. If you guys want to start the hearings now, I don't know if they have time to actually fill that position before the election, but at least the American people would know who it is. At least they get a chance to decide whether or not that's the person that they would like to see in there. So, and I don't think it hurts them, or I just don't think it hurts them, because they're doing their constitutional duty. So that's the way I look at it. I guess it's more black and white for me, because I just think that that's their responsibility.
Well, can I tell you, I honestly believe that as long as you are resting your career on the Constitution, that you're going to be okay. The Constitution is very specific on this. And I guarantee you, tonight, the president's making a speech in Vandalia, Ohio, another one of those rally speeches. I call them hangar speeches, because Air Force One pulls right up to the hangar. The president bounces off of Air Force One, up on the stage, and gives about an hour and a half speech. The people at the rally will be chanting, "Fill that seat." Right. And I have a feeling a lot of people in America, maybe they haven't been polled yet, but they're going to be fine with this, as long as you just say, "I'm adhering to the Constitution." You want me to go outside the Constitution and say, well, the person that gets to pick the next Supreme Court nominee is the desired one of RBG, that on her deathbed supposedly say, I want the next Congress to... No, that's not the way it works. Does it?
No, not at all. You have to start the proceedings. Now, we know that it takes a while before somebody is actually confirmed It shouldn't take forever, but it does take a while to get the nominee out there, vet them, and then do the confirmation. So it's not going to, it may not happen the next, 2 weeks. But it's certainly, I think it's important that the president actually go out there and say, this is who I would nominate. This is my nominee. Start the process. And the fact is, if things go as a lot of people are talking about, and this election is very, very contested, in the end, it takes a long time before they actually validate the election results. I would imagine you would want to have a full Supreme Court in order to make sure if there's any challenges to the election that you have everybody there.
Final couple of minutes. No teletown hall this week, but that means you'll have one next week.
Absolutely. We're doing it on Monday. We actually changed a little bit because last Monday we were going to have it on Monday, and then the powers that be, Golden Knights, they stuck in there in the playoffs until that Monday night, and so we waited until Tuesday. We postponed it one day and did it on Tuesday. But we'll have it this week. We're going to do it on Monday for sure.
And the subject matter that you're going to cover?
Well, again, because we moved it last week, we didn't have Stavros Anthony on, so we're gonna have him on this Monday. Hopefully, we'll call up and make sure that is confirmed, and we'll do a lot of local stuff. Anybody has any questions? But last time I got a lot of people calling in who just wanted to rant. But normally I just we try to get all the information out there for folks. We don't rant too much. But I suspect that at some point we're just gonna let people go ahead and start ranting a little bit, telling us how they feel about what's going on.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, the Supreme Court justice and all that. And by the way, absolutely great news from Carson City. That Judge Russell, somebody ought to send him a box of cigars or something and just telling him thanks. Always good, Scott, to have you on, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
Always great. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later, Kevin.
All right. There you have it. Scott Hammond joining us, the State Senator, District 18. By the way, it is the most important, the most anticipated event in American political history. I don't think I'm overstating it. As President Trump will square off against former Vice President Joe Biden, the first presidential debate on Tuesday, September 29th. That's a week from tomorrow, okay, in Cleveland, Ohio. And the best place to watch it, it's going to be with me. At Rhythm Kitchen. Now, for those of you in 2016 that were with us, the hundreds that would show up, I mean, we'd have like 250 folks show up, and we had so much fun. God, we had so much fun. Well, the best place to watch this historic event is with me at Rhythm Kitchen. Join me and Nevada Republican Party Chair Michael McDonald as we watch Trump and Biden go toe-to-toe. Doors open at 5 o'clock. The debate begins at 6. And all it takes is a $15 donation to the Nevada Republican Party. You get munchies, Rhythm Kitchen style, and they're great. A star-studded pre-debate show hosted by yours truly, and the camaraderie of like-minded, socially distanced voters. Seating is limited. We're at 50%. We're going to do this thing. Yeah, we're going to do this thing by the book. Thanks, Governor. Really appreciate it. So get your tickets now. Go to Eventbrite. Eventbrite has the way you can get your tickets. You have to get your tickets in advance. So, just go to Eventbrite. A lot of you have already done that. And just look for the debate watch party. That's us at Rhythm Kitchen. Rhythm Kitchen, I love it. South Decatur and the 215. We've been waiting so long to come back to Rhythm Kitchen, and we are doing it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
A gaming analyst has called a huge gaming company's new business model unappealing. Uh-oh. Howard Stutz from CDC Gaming Reports joins me with insights.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer. Less feet.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I was just rooting around in the prize closet, and I found another one of those $25 gift cards to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. And you know what else I found? And we'll do this next Monday. $100 gift card to Nordstrom. So our winners today and all this week will go into a drawing for a $100 gift card at Nordstrom's. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Be caller number 3 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And you'll score a $25 gift card to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. And you'll be eligible to win next week that $100 gift card to Nordstrom. So caller number 3, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We try and make it simple for you. Coming up top of the hour, very excited. Been a while since we've had a chance to visit. Jared Fisher is just, I admire him so much. He rode from two of my favorite, he was in two of my favorite places. One was Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where he left from. And where he finished? Victoria, British Columbia in Canada. Oh, Canada. Yeah. Really, really cool. He'll tell that story and a whole lot more coming up top of the hour. Mike Huckabee was on with Howie Kurtz. And something I have not heard in all of this diatribe over the last 4 days, 3 days, since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it has been the role of Harry Reid in all of this. People forget 2013. Harry Reid, blame it on him. I just hope he's damn proud of himself. Anyway, let's go to cut one. This is Mike Huckabee with he was on with Howie Kurtz yesterday. And he blames Harry Reid for the SCOTUS controversy. Here it is from Fox News Channel.
Much of the press is saying this is blatant hypocrisy on McConnell's part after he refused to give a vote to Obama's nominee Merrick Garland during the last election. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, let's go back to Harry Reid, because if anybody is in the middle of this, it's Harry Reid, who blew up the filibuster, and the Republicans warned him, Senator, if you blow up the filibuster, it'll come back to haunt you. And the Republicans tried to tell the Democrats that. Well, now the filibuster is blown up thanks to the Democrats of Harry Reid. So when the Republicans have an opportunity to put a Supreme Court justice on, they're going to do it because they have the Senate and they've got the White House. I think there's plenty of sort of double talking to go around. Let me give you a good example. 4 years ago, the Democrats said, we must go ahead and do this. Now they're saying we can't do this. Okay, so people are saying the Republicans said that they shouldn't do it, and today they're going to do it. Both parties have taken the position that they're going to do what they can do if they're in power. Guess what, Howie? That's politics. It's how it works. And that's what we're going to see take place right before our very eyes.
I think it's fair to point out that Joe Biden in 2016 said we should have a vote on Obama's nominee. I think both parties have exhibited a lot of flexibility, shall we say, depending on the changing circumstances and who's in power. But you have some liberal pundits saying, well, if Trump gets another justice, we should add seats. We should pack the court next year. Congressman Joe Kennedy says that. Chuck Schumer says nothing is off the table. Do you think these are serious threats, and why isn't that part of the equation getting more media coverage, Governor?
Well, I think they're serious threats because the Democrats will do anything to try to grab power. That's what the impeachment was all about. That's what everything they're doing is all about. It's why they've walked away from everything the president has laid on the table that they said they wanted, whether it was DACA, infrastructure, tax reform, dealing with COVID. It doesn't matter. The president put something on the table. Even if he puts more on the table than they ever said they wanted, they still get up and walk away because that's not what they're wanting. They don't want solutions. They want control. And I hope people understand that's really the battle of D.C. It's one of the reasons they hate Donald Trump. He didn't come to play their game. And to be honest, look, Republicans have been just as guilty of playing this insider game as the Democrats have. The president came, and he didn't owe them anything. He was not obligated to the donor class, not obligated to the lobbyists. He's only obligated to the American people, and really to the people who felt disenfranchised.
See, that's I think Mike Huckabee is right, and there's egg on everybody's face. But the fact is, this is a political process, and in 2018... there was a political move. It's called an election. And all we're doing is playing under the same rules as Harry Reid wanted. That's all we are doing. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19, paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the Demo Rats in Carson City, they got slapped down by Judge Russell. And this two-thirds thing, it's real. You have to have a two-thirds majority in both houses. You simply cannot skirt the law. Now, I hope that the Democrats won't appeal this to the state Supreme Court. This was a summary judgment. A summary judgment. We'll find out what it really means. Jared Fisher will join us. The owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. You just can't skirt the law with impunity. You can't do it. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart. And having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19.